Hi, and welcome to the Crypto Vibes Podcast, your weekly recap of news of what's happened in the world of crypto and Web3. We aggregate news throughout the week to provide a condensed version. It's definitely not all the news for the week, and what didn't make the show is available in our website with our show notes at cryptopodcast.xyz. We are on week 39 of 2022. This is episode 29. We hope you've had a good week. I am your host, Neil Alonzo, and before we dive into anything, just a few disclosures. We are not financial advisors, wealth managers, lawyers, brokers, or CPAs. We're merely sharing the information we discover throughout the week. This show is brought to you by Fort Brock, a crypto mining company. And to kick off this week's news, the CFTC imposes a $250,000 penalty on OKiDAO for offering illegal off-exchange digital asset trading, registration violations, and failing to comply with Bank Secrecy Act. OKiDAO members explored options in response to the CFT lawsuit. We've had a chance to talk with a few other people that we know in the blockchain space that have DAOs that they're either launching or working on already in effect, and this raises a big issue what the CFTC is imposing. Now, there's definitely nuances to it. There's specificity that may not relate to other DAOs, but it is going to be a little bit of a bellwether case how this gets handled, in our opinion. In other big news this week, FTX US wins bankruptcy auction for Voyager assets. Sam Bankman-Fried, as we've talked about in multiple podcasts, is definitely on a spree of acquiring, saving, funding. There's so many different other ways you can describe it. And The Information had a really cool org chart article that they put out this last week on FTX and Sam Bankman-Fried. But make no mistake, he's definitely making moves. Which in step with that, another headline shows that Celsius Chief pressured by creditors as FTX eyes its assets. FTX has the war chest, and I'm sure creditors would love to see some of that money paid back. Netflix has launched a new video game studio, and it's potentially bold, risky move, a swing for the fences, if you will. This was an article on Fortune.com, but we've also seen it in a number of Hollywood trades and rags. Long story short, Netflix's play into video gaming, we think is a great idea. Netflix as a whole, when you think about it, they're bringing content to so many different homes, so many different environments. So why wouldn't they expand into the role of video games? Why wouldn't they expand into what education will eventually be? There's so many things about this. For instance, Bandersnatch, they did this test where you could choose what was going to happen in the storyline. That took a lot of effort. Now, while not a critical mass of people using it, it does show how they are exploring new frontiers now that they have such a big portion of market share. And for news in the NFT space, there's plenty of it this last week. OpenSea NFT Marketplace adds support for Optimism. Optimism is now the sixth blockchain supported by the leading NFT marketplace. In step with that, Christie's goes fully on-chain with new Ethereum NFT Marketplace. The 256-year-old institution has launched Christie's 3.0, a new platform anchored by an exclusive collection from Diana Sinclair. And while there have been lows in the NFT market space, Mutant Ape Yacht Club CryptoPunks among this week's record-breaking NFT sales. So in the case of Yuga Labs, they're still crushing it. And to show that there is value out there, someone borrowed $1.3 million in Ethereum using a Mutant Ape NFT as collateral. This is an article on decrypt.co. Now we will say leveraging those type of assets is extremely risky in this environment because whoever's doing the lending on those assets, we would strongly encourage that those taking the money read the fine print, because when do they get to call the note due? It's a question mark. Disney is making no bones about this, but they're pushing further into crypto, DeFi, and NFTs with recent job posts. Now, in step with that, they also have Polygon in their accelerator. So, yeah, Disney's making moves, definitely. Stablecoin market shift as Binance begins USD conversions. That's an interesting one. And in step with USDC, it's also coming to Cosmos in 2023. In addition to that, Circle expands USDC stablecoin support to five new blockchains. And not to be left out in the cold, Robinhood beta tests new Web3 wallet with Polygon as first blockchain. Polygon is definitely building some more momentum. They've always had strong momentum in our opinion, but being a part of Disney's accelerator and then a number of adoption cases that have happened with them more recently, yeah, it's looking good. Central banks of Israel, Norway, and Sweden team up to explore retail CBDC, which do not mistake that as part of the USDC. Since there's so many acronyms in this space, the CBDC is a central bank digital currency. Yes, completely different. Interpol slaps Terra co-founder Du Quan with red notice per report. And Jack Dorsey's TBD teams up with Circle to take U.S. dollar stablecoin savings and remittances global. This is from the same group that introduced the whole Web 5 slide deck that we shared a number of episodes back, but definitely worth the visit. In some news that we had to cheer about as well, crypto advocates cheer California governor's veto of regulatory bill. In quote, Newsom called Assembly Bill 2269, quote, premature and said a more flexible approach was essential for the state because he believes blockchain technology is still evolving. The wait-and-see approach is definitely something that we support in a number of ways. While there still needs to be regulation, we do like the idea that it is still new and it is premature in our opinion. But also, maybe he's just taking a political stance on this because there's a number of things that he's trying to accomplish politically right now, and maybe this is a fight that he doesn't want to fight. In some hiring and CEO updates, CEO of bankrupt crypto firm Celsius steps down. And in the latest of crypto hiring, Napster names CEO to lead their Web3 journey. Also, FTX US President Brett Harrison resigns. Okay, so there's a number of pieces for you. And not to be outdone by anybody, Walmart is now part of Roblox, or working its way into the metaverse, right? So Walmart Land is our new world on Roblox with fun and games for all, from film to fashion, whatever you're into. Let's have some fun with it. Come for the inspo, stay for the virch and live performances. This was in a tweet that Walmart put out. Yeah, it's funny the way that it's structured this way. I was just reading it verbatim, just so you know. And in our last bit of news for the week, not all the news this week, just what made it to the show, Build-A-Bear announced it is set to launch a range of NFTs, including one encrusted in Swarovski crystals. The company has a significant customer base to tap for this, with 10 million signed up by loyalty members. This is per the block.co. In our opinion, physical goods tied with a loyal fan base and merging it eventually with Web3, it makes sense for a lot of these brands that have history and they already have a built-in audience. It'll be a cool use case to see how they work out with this with Build-A-Bear. Thank you again for tuning in this week. You can see all of the links to everything that we talked about, plus the news that didn't make it to the show at cryptopodcast.xyz. We'd like to thank Good Soup Music for that intro and outro song. This show is produced by Vocal Visual and Wizard Cats. Again, I'm your host, Neil Alonso. This show comes out every Saturday, excluding holidays. We are cautiously optimistic and hopefully pessimistic on crypto. Have a great weekend.